From the Far East to the Great West, the podcast that celebrates the red-headed stepchild of the kung fu genre, Bruceploitation. Welcome to the Clones Cast. Here are your hosts, Michael and Matthew.
Welcome to the Clones Cast. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Matthew, I'm doing great, my man. How are you doing?
Awesome. Seems like we've been missed a little bit. I want to let everyone know that this is not what they expected for the next cast. It was supposed to be Superman.
Bruce against Superman. Call me Dragon. Correct.
And that one will still come, but we've got more plans coming in the future. So we promise y'all way more content. This is another one of those wonderful special updates. Because if any of you were paying attention, today, Severin Films dropped a very cool, I'll call it a super bundle. It's called the Send in the Clones Bundle. And it is available for pre-order right now. Is this...
This bundle is, Severin does these with all of their box set releases and some of their singular releases. So it's kind of a fun thing for them to do for the super fans.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's great. So we talked a lot about these. There was a number of things that we, I wanted to get on this that we didn't. I'm not saying it won't be on box number two, which we've, of course, let the cat out of the bag on that one. That one's going to be, obviously, just by calling this volume one, there's a volume two.
Oh, I know. I saw that. I was like, oh.
Right. But, I mean, that we had a number of things I wanted to do. I wanted to do a blacklight poster, like an old school 70s blacklight poster. Anybody that from my era remembers where Bruce Lee was, you'd get, there's prior to home video and et cetera, there were flip books. There were three specific flip books that got released from Enter the Dragon and Fist of Fury. You'd flip and get a little scene from Bruce Lee's movies.
Oh, no kidding.
So we were going to do like flip books of some of these. So some of these may end up in the next release, but we were attempting to do those. But what we do have, as you can see, are some pretty cool little items. With one of the highlights for me is working out a deal with Anders Nelson, who was in Way of the Dragon and also did some of the music for...
Love that man.
Yep, The Dragon Lives, also He's a Legend, He's a Hero, and also did the theme song Diamonds for The Tattoo Connection. And so we're releasing, of course, a retro 70s tape of a couple cuts from him, so that's kind of fun. And then we've got, I think, probably even more important than that, we're going to have a limited 400 signatures of Bruce Lee. I mean, that is worth the purchase alone for me, if you can get his signature. Then, of course, we've got a postcard mini version of the Growling Tiger, a.k.a. the Black Dragon versus the Yellow Tiger poster, signed by Clinton Robinson, Grandmaster Clinton Robinson, who played the tall Kareem Abdul-Jabbar clone at the end of that film. So, we got the actual cut. You get an original vintage poster of a Dragon Lee movie and a couple of things. So it makes it a lot of fun. It's definitely worth the money, I think. And there's only going to be 400 of them. So if you miss it, they're gone.
Can I ask you, how in the world did you get 400 vintage posters?
In our searching for these movies, we've gone to distributors and, of course, to unturn some of these prints that we're using. And of course, one of the distributors we went to happened to have quite a lot of posters from back in the day. So it's not 400 of the same. There's like, I think, three or four different Dragon Lee posters. Cool. So we've got 100 of one, 100 of another, 100. So you're going to kind of get a mixture of the
which is
posters.
Extra cool. You don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, grab bag of that. Posters.
Well, cool. And then the meat of it all. I mean, that is all just wonderful. That cassette, that just cracked up when I heard that because I love those songs. Oh, my gosh. But then, of course, the meat of it is the Game of Clones Bruceploitation Collection Volume 1 with the book. And the book is something, you guys worked hard to find, articles and all sorts of what's in there.
The booklet, you mean So it's a booklet of essays. I've written a couple in there. There's a few from some different authors, one of the co-authors of These Fists Break Bricks and several others, just going through different aspects of the genre. Like I wrote a one piece on my experience being with Bruce Lai and training with Bruce Lai and growing up on Bruce Lai. I wrote another piece just on the genre in general. We've got some distribution articles in there about the films, the distribution of the films, about their history of on Ocean Shores Video, which is a kind of, it's become a collector's, like a little cult corner collector's thing where people, Ocean Shores Video is one of the earliest home video release company releasing these films, not just Bruce Plantation, but Kung Fu films in general. And so they have a little bit of a, you know, of a value, I should say a lot of a value. Some of them they sell for the hundreds and hundreds on eBay. But we've got an article basically on the history of them and a few other things. So it's got some great pictures. It looks really cool. It's a cool little booklet.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. I can't wait for, what is it, June, when these things get shipped after this pre-sale.
I know. I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's talk about, the first thing, Enter the Clones of Bruce. This was... this labor of love for you and many other people, and I haven't seen it yet, and I'm so looking forward to seeing it. I watched the trailer multiple times because it's just so good.
You're going to love it. I know you. You're going to really get into it.
It's so neat to see them all, and oh my gosh, and all the cool interviews, and it's going to be amazing. That said, I want to trail off for a second and talk about you've got the Alamo Theaters tour.
Right. Well, if you want to go into that, we can talk about that first.
You want to do it now, or we'll wait till we've gone through this cool bundle?
You tell me, whatever. If you want to tease it now, we're gonna cut towards the end of this.
Let's not forget, but people could actually meet one of the Bruces. So
stay tuned for that. I'll give you a rundown on that whole deal.
Okay. So we got Enter the Clones, which I'm so excited about. We got some great special features, audio commentary with David Gregory, you as well. the co-producers, Frank, Jang, Vivian Wong, and your director of photography, Jim Kuntz, who did a terrific job. I mean, gosh, I just can't believe how good it looks.
We got lucky, man. Jim and I were running around in Hong Kong with our cameras and just shooting everything we could, you know?
Yeah. And then what is the working at Shaw Brothers?
So working at Shaw Brothers is going to be, it's a bunch of the outtakes from interviews that are in Enter the Clones of Bruce that we didn't use. And that focus specifically on the Shaw Brothers. Like there was a lot of content that of course the original cut of this was over 3 hours long. And you realize at some point you got to kind of whittle it down to make it presentable, you know, for people to watch. I know there's some fans out there would watch it for 6 hours, you know.
Absolutely.
But so that's kind of what we're doing. So we decided that we went through it and we thought, and you'll see it's true of the next sort of three segments you're going to bring up, working at Shaw's, Bruce Lee and I in the Lost World of Kung Fu Negatives. These were just pulling outtakes of different people talking about these subjects. So working at Shaw's is basically people like Godfrey Ho, who worked for Chang Che, who was one of the most notable directors at Shaw Brothers for many years. David Chang, of course, a lead actor in many of the Shaw Brothers movies. Kurata worked at Shaw's. Lee Chu, another stuntman. Lo Mang, which everybody remembers, Five Deadly Venoms, Mars, and Philip Ko. All of these guys talked about their experience working at the Shaw Brothers. So we thought it was very deserving to make a whole segment on that.
That is so cool.
And it's true of the next one too, Bruce Lee and I, which again, same outtakes, people speaking about crossing paths with Bruce Lee. So we got, you know, as you mentioned, you know, those people there, Sammo Hung, Andre Morgan.
And nice Sammo, you know, I know he's a little resistant to, you know, always talking about Bruce Lee, I guess.
Yeah, but we got lucky. Sammo got caught by Frank Jang, one of our producers at one of the film markets a couple of years back. And so he just kind of cornered him in a little room. And so his footage is not as professional as the rest of it, but the content is there. Because we get him talking about Enter the Fat Dragon and Bruce. So it's good, you know.
I love that. The Lost World of Kung Fu Film Negatives.
Yeah, this one's interesting for me because you know what a film weirdo I am. I'm just so intrigued by the medium and keeping it preserved and so what, you know, as you know, you and I have talked about so many times on the podcast is that
it's one of my favorites,
That while we were shooting this documentary, we realized that so many of these films are lost, you know, and or destroyed or not taken care of, you know, and so what we did was we had a lot of conversations as we learned more about this during the process of this documentary. We pulled out the outtakes of conversations with Godfrey Ho, Joseph Lai, who was the producer, one of the producers at Aso Asia that did a lot of Dragon Lee's movies, you know, Angela Maulis Onam, of course, the director of classic independent films. And then we got Lee Sonam. We took Lee Sonam actually to the Taiwan Film Institute, where we showed him some of his prints of his movies that were just so bad. And he was like, oh my God. So that one's a really cool piece too. I'm really happy with that one.
Okay. Well, the next one I'm super excited about. I've seen, like, we've all probably seen that YouTube video where, I don't even remember who it was, but somebody takes you on some of the location tours of, you know, a couple things.
Yeah.
You know, like, here's the place where, in The Big Boss, you know, the factory or whatever. But this whole location tour with Frank Jang sounds amazing.
Yeah, we so when we first were there, we just took Frank to some of the places where, specific places that we would see that I thought was important. Like, for instance, the Golden Harvest movie theater is actually where The Big Boss premiered. Where, you know, where you see, you know, where Bruce Lee had his big moment where the film was seen for the first time. And there are pictures of him there and stuff. So we talked about that, or we went to his house, actually, which was a really cool thing. But we went and shot at his house. There was nobody there. We crept into the property and got some shots a little bit, you know, which was like, to me, one of the greatest moments. And then actually Frank and I went back to Kowloon just last year, and I shot it again. But now the house had been turned into a wine place. Like, it was no longer there. So we got it right before it went out. But we just ran around to locations. We went to Macau and shot where they filmed Fist of Fury, but most of it's Enter the Dragon locations, because that, you know, those are all more central to Hong Kong. And then we like filmed where the Golden Harvest studio was, which for me, when people ask me, like, well, it must have been cool seeing all those Bruce Lee locations, like, you know, the opening of the temple and where he talks to, you know, Braithwaite and Roy Chow. And I agree. All that stuff is cool, but to me, the most interesting spot of all was where Golden Harvest Studios was, because when we sat there in the street and I was shooting all the buildings that were there now, and I thought, this is where he fought Chuck Norris, this is where he fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, this is where he fought in the caverns, you know, in Enter the Dragon, this is where, you know, he fought Bob Baker. I mean, to me, that spot up at the top of that road was the most, like, you know, if there was a ghost of Bruce Lee, I felt it there, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm very excited to watch that. It's mentioned multiple times in the bundle, Severance Kung Fu Theater. What is that?
You're going to see this on each disc. What we did was, I'm a huge, huge fan, because I grew up on this as a child, of Bob Wilkins. Bob Wilkins hosted a show called Creature Features. You know, in the East Coast, it was The Ghoul. Later, it was John Stanley that hosted Creature. You have Elvira as a more famous sort of known, but they're a horror movie host. But people that love this genre know that in all of our different urban cities, we had Kung Fu Theater, which is very similar, right?
Absolutely.
There was a host that would come out and introduce a film and say, today's feature is the Leg Fighters. And then they would do some karate demonstration or something crazy like that, you know? So what we decided to do is do the option of watching the movie with that as the introduction, which is me coming out just for like 2 minutes and just introducing the film like a host of Kung Fu Theater. I come out and talk about it. We almost did for The Clones of Bruce Lee, but I couldn't quite talk him into it. We were going to do one film, and I thought The Clones of Bruce Lee would have been perfect, where I, like, much like the old Kung Fu Theater and Creature Features, they would pop in every couple of commercials and then do a little follow-up for a minute and then go back to the feature. And I was kind of like, let's do one like that where I keep coming back in. But we didn't. But what's fun was I introduced each one of the films. So you can just watch the film and skip my yakking about it, or click on me and it'll just do a quick brief overview of the movie. And I talk a little bit even about the source elements of the films and that, you know, where they came from, et cetera.
So much value to that. Yeah. I just want to say Severin Films, good job. I mean, talk about a company that loves the fans and not just what they're doing, because this whole set could have sold for the same amount of money with just the movies and these good real scans of these old things and everything else. But look at all this. Anyway, I'm in. Not to sound salesy, because I'm not involved with this.
No. You're right, though. Let me tell you, as somebody that speaking from within, you know, and to help, you know, facilitate this thing in the first place, I wanted it to be as for the fans as humanly possible, as I am. I'm a freaking fan, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to get people that, you know, we'll mention briefly, are going to say, oh, there's no Mandarin audio to most of the films, or there's no, you know, this or no that. Well, I just want to be really clear about something. Severin, as a company, will, you know, they're not looking to do illegal releases. There's a number of companies out there. You could say X company released with the Chinese audio or this. Well, either that company has the rights to that audio or they're doing it illegally. Mm-hmm. And for us, getting a hold of all the Chinese audios, it's not just like you can just drop a track on here's the Mandarin audio. And you also have to do subtitles, obviously. And we would definitely have done that when it was appropriate. But and we do with the Big Boss, so as we get to it, the Big Boss Part 2 is actually burned in subs because we have the one of the only prints of it in existence, and certainly the only Mandarin Chinese print in existence. So anyways, but yeah, we're doing it for the fans for sure. But last bit I'll say before we move on is, you know, it sometimes comes down to, as you and I know, you go, well, we got this film. Let's just talk about the one we're about to talk about, The Clones of Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And you go, well, do we release the film with maybe a substandard, print of it and or missing Chinese prints, or do we just not release it? You know, so sometimes you run into that situation. You have to make an executive call. The Clones of Bruce Lee, we got a pretty good element for it. It looks really pretty good. We don't have Chinese audio to it, but we have the English, which, to be honest with you, this whole set was more about mimicking the Western sort of approach, the grindhouse experience of these films, which, of course, were all dumped in English.
Right.
But there will be, in Volume 2, I'll just say I already know that there's a number more of films that will have the original Chinese audio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so Disc 1 also includes trailers, plural. Is that that's going to be, of course, the Enter the Clones of Bruce. Is there any other film trailers on that one?
On Enter the Clones of Bruce, that disc? I think that one's got so much on it that we didn't put any more trailers on it because it starts taking a bit rate and so the quality suffers. So we left that as it is. I think it does say trailers, but I think the trailers that are on there are specifically to Enter the Clones of Bruce.
I love it. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I know you also put together that awesome disc with all of the Kung Fu trailers. What was that called? I love it. It's the
one that Severin did.
Yeah.
We did. God, why do I blank on it? It's Kung Fu Films of Fury or something.
Yeah, right. It's
got
a great title.
Right.
It's got a beautiful cover. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is 8 discs. I'm not going to belabor it. But we handled this. There's just so much on disc 1. Disc 2, we're going to do it. Yeah. Clones of Bruce Lee. Love that movie. You actually invited me in for a small portion. It's really clever with this commentary because you chose to choose a bunch of people who just love the movie to come in and talk a portion of it. So I got to have a small portion in.
We've got Frank Jang. We got, Brandon Bentley, Chris Pajali. I always forget how to pronounce his name. Matthew Whitaker, of course, Mike Leader, John Krang is a stunt coordinator. And Rick Benn, who's the brother of John Benn. And the reason I chose to do it this way, and I'm sure it's been done. I've never seen it done, but I'm sure it has, is Clones of Bruce Lee is one of those movies where you could bring somebody on to talk about it or bring a number of people on to talk about it. And it would just kind of probably turn into a rag fest, I thought. So I thought, you know what, because the film itself is so episodic, you know, it's like, what was this clip, then this kind of story, then this story. It was like, I thought, why don't I bring on 10-minute to 15-minute sections of different people that can, focus on that section and have something to say. And everybody's got different sort of approaches to talking commentaries. So I just thought it created, and it really did. It came out really, really good. So we might do that again sometime in the future.
Love it. Okay, so from then, we have The Big Boss Remembered with actual John Benn. You met him, right? And is this your recording?
Yeah, so I went out and met with John, and I met with him literally we shot this to the day, 30 days before he passed away.
Wow.
And his brother, Rick, who's actually on the commentary for a little while, said to me, he says, I know John hung in there just to be interviewed by you because he was very excited for it to come out. And so... what I just did is, I like to approach when I go shoot people, it's more from such a sentimental place, whether it's my own sentimentality with these movies or, the people in general. And so I went out and just sat, I was spent 2 days with John and, hung out with him in the hospital, went to his apartment, went to his family's house and, just filmed him. And there's like one piece of him that ended up in the documentary. He's not in it very long, But then I did this, I cut this together. It's about 15 minutes long. It's just him talking about his life and talking about Way of the Dragon and talking about the clones of Bruce Lee and just making these films in general. So it's a really nice little piece. So people will enjoy it.
You're hurting my arm.
Yeah, that's I did get him to say Kung Fu, but so nice. I get to repeat one of his lines.
I love it. We got another Kung Fu Theater, which Michael explained, and then the trailer for, I imagine, the original film.
Right? Correct, yeah.
Wonderful. All right, we're on to, we're still on disc two, so there's two movies on this disc. Enter Three Dragons.
Yeah, Enter Three Dragons, again, just with that, this has a trailer for it and an introduction. I chose not to do a commentary on it because I think what happens sometimes with commentaries, especially since some of the films are so similar and The Clones of Bruce Lee has a lot of similarities to Enter Three Dragons, it could just turn into a redundant sort of set of people talking. So I decided not to put anybody on that particularly. But yep, it's a great, great transfer of the film and worth watching.
That's what we need. I love it. Okay, we're on to disc three. We've got Enter the Game of Death.
Yeah.
Love it. We get commentary with you, which is awesome. Partial.
Yeah, it's a partial commentary. I've done that in a couple of films because there is a point where I feel like with commentaries where even as a fan, you just find yourself sitting there watching and going, oh, look at that. That's so cool. You know, and once I realized content of whether it's, and sometimes people like to play commentaries, I think, to have somebody to watch, I'm putting that in quotes, air quotes,
yeah,
watch a film with you. And so I'm not against those, but I felt like with that film, I felt like, you know what, for the first hour, I have a lot to say. And then I think the rest of it would just be kind of commenting on something on camera that might have already been discussed. So that's what a partial commentary is.
I love it. Then scene-specific commentary with Chai Ling Chiu.
Yeah, Chu Li Ching. I mean, it's just, you can do it in reverse because last name, first name. He's in the film. Everybody knows Chu Li Ching. Most people do anyways. Look him up. He's great. He plays one of the two fighters that Bruce Lee fights in the Red Room. I think it's the third or fourth level of the tower. And so anyways, we just have his scene. He talks during his scene.
Cool.
Which is really fun just to listen to him because all he's doing is just being excited. And it's a really great little piece.
Love it. What's the Kung Fu movie Hustle? It's just him talking about that movie.
So that's him just kind of talking about his life in general.
His career. He talks
about his life. Yeah. Cool. I shot it actually at his house. He lives out in California, Northern California. And so got an interview with him, and he's a classic. He's just such a character.
I love it. All right. Then we get Talking a Good Game. This is a roundtable discussion with martial artists, Kung Fu film experts, Tatavik.
Yeah, there you go.
Hananian, John Krang, Ron Strong, and Michael Worth. That's a rough name. Tatavik. I'd take it any day. I get to be Matthew. Who's Tatavik?
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's a really experienced martial artist and a huge fan of these movies. John Krang is of course a stunt coordinator and another big fan of these movies. Ron Strong, another fan. And myself, just some dude. And what I decided here was, instead of just doing another Talking Heads interview where people talk about something specific, Talking a Good Game is basically covering the games of death exploitation movies.
Cool.
So, yeah. But instead of doing the Talking Heads cut to this, cut to that, I thought, let's just sit around a table and just chat, you know, and just have conversation. And it kept it more lively. So it's just us sitting around. That's, we do it a few times. And
that's a great group. That's awesome. All right. Moving on to Goodbye, Bruce Lee, His Last Game of Death. I love that movie.
Yes. This one in audio commentary I gave to Frank to do. Frank, who's just a font of knowledge of Taiwanese and Hong Kong cinema. So having him on it was great. And then Chris comes in at the end of it. I brought him in towards the last like 20 minutes of the film because he's got such a knowledge of the release and the distribution routes that most of these films took. If anybody's read that book, you actually bought it for me as a gift, so that was cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay, and then, the last Kung Fu Picture Show. Tell me about that.
The last Kung Fu Picture Show, this is a little piece I shot and did with Frank, and it's about 10, 15 minutes long, and it's us in talking about the theatrical experience of seeing these movies in theaters, me coming from the Bay Area and seeing it up on the big screen in, you know, so Oakland, San Francisco. Frank came in a little later. He wasn't in San Francisco until towards the end of the run, like the 90s. But he talks a lot about the theaters and when they in Chinatown and when they why they survived and when they closed down. And so that's kind of what we cover in that particular one.
Oh, that's really cool. And what's the radio spot?
Radio spot is a record an audio of the radio spot that was on the radio when Enter the Game of Death came out.
Wow, from 1974-5-ish, you know, right when it was.
Yeah, this
out.
One would have been about 75. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
76, I think, but maybe
Okay, disc four. We've got The Dragon Lives Again. Love that movie. I'll probably say that about all of them until we find one I don't love. I do. I love. I think I love most of the flicks we've watched. Probably Bruce in New Guinea for me is the one that I don't. It's one that I could skip. I'd love to see a really high quality version of it, and it might change my mind. But
which one? New Guinea.
Bruce in New Guinea.
Oh yeah.
I was confused that.
Well, you're going to laugh, but we did get the rights to it. We just don't have the film element yet. Well, let me put it this way. I will say we do know where a film element is. It's just getting it from that person has been a little tricky. It might have ended up in the set, but we'll see what happens with that.
I hope so. That'd be cool to see a really nice quality version of it. Well, we're talking about The Dragon Lives Again. This has audio commentary with you and Frank. Deleted scenes from a French version. What's that?
So there's a couple of scenes that are in the international versions of the film that did not make it into the U.S. cut. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have a U.S., we didn't have an English versions for it. So we just did them as separate so people we could be a completist as much as possible. So there are a couple of cut scenes from the film that probably a lot of people didn't see. So
I love that because, we've talked about it so many times, but... But yeah, like there is a difference between U.S. and a U.K. cut because unfortunately, poor people in the U.K. couldn't watch any nunchuck scenes and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, sure.
Yeah, it's cool. I'll be very interested to see the French deleted scenes.
The print of this film, it's like, again, we got one of the only known surviving prints of this movie from Agfa. You know, so it's a really it's been screened before. So people who've seen it up in the 35mm print probably saw this one. But we just feel really lucky with it, you know?
Wow. I love it. We have an audio essay by cult cinema critic Lovely John.
Yeah. So he just basically, this is over clips of the movie and he's talking about the history of it and going through it. So people that like this movie will get a lot of good information on it, you know, between the audio commentary and his essay.
All right. Well, then we get Bruce and the Iron Finger. Another one of my favorites. If you couldn't guess, I love, you know, the Finger Book. Anytime we have like, in the trailer, I was like delighted to see the wonderful scene where it shows like the X-ray. And I think it was maybe somebody like, it wasn't Dragon Lee. I think it was Bruce Lay ripping the ribs out of a guy or something like that.
Bruce Strikes Back, I think.
But yeah, anytime you've got fingers, pressure points, all the mystery around what killed Bruce, like, you know. It's funny. But Bruce and the Iron Finger is going to have audio commentary by you. We've got my first Bruce exploitation. So we are doing a cool another round table.
Yep.
I can't wait to see this group of people and listen to that. Deleted scenes. You got two trailers, including a Hong Kong trailer.
Yep.
So, yeah, not much expense spared. Anything else we should know?
No, just this is, again, this is a fun film for me. I've always enjoyed it. So, you know, I was one of the ones I wanted. There was enough in it, I thought, that was worthy of taking some time to talk about it. So, you know, that's where we did a commentary on this one.
I love it. All right. Disc five is going to have Challenge of the Tiger. That has audio commentary by you and film historian C. Courtney Joyner.
Yeah, now Courtney is he's a good friend of mine. Courtney has, and this is again in line with what I've been trying to do with this box set, which is try to get different voices and different viewpoints on these movies, you know. So on the one hand, I want information to be passed on and things to be documented, and that comes from often the filmmakers and the actors themselves. But then I also want different viewpoints, you know, not always we hear a lot of the same sort of conversations from some people. So I thought, you know, let's get Courtney in there, who's done some amazing work. If you look him up, you'll see he's done 100 commentaries, but he mostly covers spaghetti westerns, classic westerns, that kind of thing. But he's got such a knowledge of both some of the people in the production, the Dick Randalls and et cetera, but also with Italian filmmaking that he's, I said, look, I'm going to bring Courtney. In fact, I wanted Courtney to do it himself. But then when I brought him into the studio, he's like, you got to sit with me and do this. So I was like, well, I want you to do it. He's like, no, do it with me. So I ended up doing it at the last minute and dropping in and doing it with him. So it was fun.
You know, you are the best wingman when it comes to these films, because, you know, you can easily forget a little thing here or there. And you've always got something extra to share, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, it turned out to be fun. It was a little more off the cuff for me. I had no notes on it or anything, but I've seen the film enough times that it was a lot of fun to do. And this whole disc, like you'll notice with these discs, I mean, we didn't really title it in this particular form, but everything had a title. Like this was Bruce out of Hong Kong, or Bruce International Bruce, I think we called this, because we have two films with Bruce Lee that was shot outside of the Hong Kong, you know, area.
Right. All right, here's one I've never heard of. Cameroon Connection.
Well, there is a reason you never heard of this. This is, again, going to be the first time this is getting a release like this ever. You know, it's a it's a very rare Bruce Lee movie. Again, was shot, you know, by Alphonse Benny, who's you'll see in a second. But it's a rare film. So this is one that will not be in English. It's in French, but has English subtitles.
Whoa. All right. And we get audio commentary with writer Criterion Reflections podcast host, David Blakesley.
David Blakesley, great guy. He does the Criterion's podcast. And I picked him specifically because of his pedigree with doing, he's never done a commentary before, but his pedigree with as a cinephile is really good. And I thought, you know what, this is such an unusual film and a different angle for him. Again, it's a different voice lending to these films, and I brought him in. He did a great job. He's got a real interesting take on it.
I love it. All right, then I love this one. Lights, Cameroon, Action, The Life and Films of Alphonse Benny.
Yeah, we didn't shoot this. This was actually an older documentary we got a hold of, but it was, again, more context to him, and he does talk about, you know, working with Bruce Lee in the documentary, so that's why it's added in.
Love it. And then a 2022 Q&A with Alphonse Benny at Cine Club Nika.
Yeah, brought that in too. Like, again, you know, we're just looking around and trying to get as many features that apply to each film as possible.
All right, well, you have me super stoked for Cameroon Connection now, just because I love lost media, and some in any kind of extra stuff about it, it's going to be awesome. All right, disc six, Super Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Yeah, so again, this disc was to be, you know, the Bruce Lee bios, essentially, because we got two films that are his typical biographies, right?
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up in the trailer, in your documentary, I should say. The idea that some of them in the early days, they were just like, we want more Bruce, so we're going to talk about his life and how he died and all of this and stuff before we just get into, well, this time Bruce Lee's got a robot brain. You know,
right.
As if they kind of went over the deep edge. Okay, well, this has partial audio commentary.
Yeah, again, the Bruce Super Dragon. This is one of the ones I think we did all of these on the podcast, minus the Cameroon Connection and maybe a couple others. This is the first biopic on Bruce Lee. So this was in 1974, obviously, an early one. And it's a little more melodrama than action film, but I think it's so interesting of a film for so many reasons and their interpretation of Bruce Lee and who he was that I thought I was really happy it was included with this, because it's not like necessarily a great film, but if you love these films just from the point of how they fit in historically with, you know, action cinema and Bruce Lee cinema, and plus you're getting this beautiful transfer of this film, it's a great inclusion.
Yeah. And, you know, I do really love those old, like, because nobody knew anything. So, I mean, even if they knew the truth, they were just trying to entertain. So they'd come up with, Bruce Lee killed that bear right before he died. And... yeah, anyway. So that's awesome. And I love that you had a TV spot for that. So, you know, just finding this stuff. It's so hard to find.
I will say, too, that just so people know, we did, you know, I was doing a lot of research to find every trailer I could dig up from every seller, every, you know, old film place that just matched up with the films that we had. So a handful of these trailers, and there's a handful we don't have on this box set, but you will see that are pretty cool and rare. But it was just, you know, finding the right trailers was a task in itself.
It's amazing. Yeah. All right. The Dragon Lives.
Yep. Love it. He's a legend. He's a hero.
Audio commentary with actress Karen White Steadman. And of course, our distinguished Michael Wirth.
This was so. This one was so good because I was so glad to get Karen involved in this because it's you don't always get a chance to have a lucid English speaking person to come on who was a part of these films and so having her especially with her perspective do the commentary with me was great. And for anybody who's again fan of the history, wants to learn more about these films and how they're made, any of them, this is a great commentary.
Wonderful. An audio interview with He's a Legend, He's a Hero.
Nice.
Songwriter Anders Gustav Nilsson. Oh, yeah. I've got some pipes when I'm doing karaoke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, this song alongside of Candy's The King of Kung Fu are probably Bruceploitation's two greatest theme songs. So I'm really glad he got involved. We got a little audio interview with him. And of course, his music, as we noted, is in the bundle.
Okay, I will need for volume two, you've got to get a really good version of So Beware of the Game of Death.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
That's okay. Right.
Yeah, and cassette two, volume two.
That's probably going to be a potential there, yeah.
All right, I'll keep my fingers crossed. Okay, then we have the Taiwan Connection, an interview with Karen.
Yeah, I went out and met with Karen. This was, I think, 2019, I think. And I shot an interview with her and just talked with her on camera about her experience. So, some of the information's in the commentary, but then there's some that isn't. But to get a chance to sit down and watch her and talk about it. And she shows some of her collection of clippings from the movie. And there's plenty of stuff in that wasn't mentioned in the commentary. So it's a cool little piece. Man. Yeah.
Oh, and I love the Bruce biopics. I'm excited for these roundtables now that I understand what they are. I do, like I said, I love the Bruce biopics, so that'll be great.
We got to get you into the next one. Have you do the roundtable.
I've got this wonderful thing that I forget everything all the time. I'm not an expert on anything. But the great thing is I can rewatch most things, and it's like it's brand new.
Well, to be honest with you, it's not. We weren't even bringing in experts. A lot, there's to truthfully, there's not a lot of people that have even been watching these films as long as me. I'm about as close to an expert, and I'm not even an expert on these films as you can get. I just brought people in that familiarity with them, have experienced them, and just had some length of connection with these films. So it just ends up being a great topic,
To cover. Yeah, it is. That's wonderful. Cool. You got Bruce Pipe. Okay, so we're on disc 7.
Yeah,
it's time for The Dragon, the Hero.
Oh my!
One of the best.
One ever. Of my top, yeah, top five yeah. favorites of all time.
I love it. Okay, so we get audio commentary with Godfrey Ho. What?
Yeah, that's
and you and Godfrey.
What? This was This is to me one of the gold mines of the movie. This. I recorded this with him in 2023. This is actually when I went to interview Bruce Lay for the documentary.
Okay.
While we were there, I spent some, I cooked up with Godfrey again, and just call him up. And because I was trying to do a little thing on Chang Che and Godfrey had so much, connections with Chang Che. I wanted to talk. But then while I was there, I said, look, let's do a commentary on The Dragon, the Hero. It's like one of those films that you actually directed. And so we did it in Hong Kong and it was fantastic. Cause I loved, how much I love this movie and just being able to sit with him and just point out everything going along. What about this? What about, I was like a total geek the whole time. So it's a great commentary and I'm glad we have it.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Okay. And then we have Godfrey, the Hero. So we just get a nice interview with him.
This I wish they had previewed a little better because this is more than just an interview. This was me spending, a good 4 or 5 days with him, walking around movie studios with him, going up onto Devil's Peak where they shot a lot of these movies, having him reaccount the experiences. It's much more of a day in the life of Godfrey Ho than him just sitting there and talking.
That's awesome. And that's why the title makes more sense.
Yeah.
Godfrey the Hero. I love that. We got some deleted scenes and that'll be awesome because I can't even imagine what got deleted out of there. So that'll be cool. All right. I don't know if I know this one at all. Rage of the Dragon from 1990.
Yeah, this might be one we didn't do on the podcast. No, you're right. This is an Asso Asia film, one of the handful they did. You know, there was like handful of about six or seven of them that sort of were martial monks of Shaolin, dragon claws, that kind of, that all came out around the same time. This one's a great one though. This one's a lot of fun with Carter Wong and the usual stable of South Korean players.
Wow. I love it. Okay. So we commentary with you and Chris Poggiali.
I'm a terrible pronunciation of his last name. In fact, I always have him introduce himself on
the.
Introduce yourself, Chris.
Yeah.
He's such a font of knowledge. So I brought him in the last 20 minutes of it. So I do the commentary up to the last 20 minutes, and then he comes in with me and we do it together. So.
Well, and I have to say, Chris, I love the title of your book.
Yeah.
These fists break bricks. It's awesome. Cool. This one has also the Kung Fu theaters, which is cool. Is that you all talking about all the different?
Yeah, talking about movie theater again, kind of tying into the other one about like movie theater experience. You know, John Krang's another one who kind of got into these movies as a kid, like I did. Like his mother took him to these movies when he was young, and so we both have similar experiences, at least as you know, children being in these. So that's where we talk about this. And then it kind of moves into the video boom because there's a lot of fans that, you know, that are a little younger than me, you know, that are like in their 30s to maybe 40 their first experience was watching it on home video. You know, that was kind of their connection.
Absolutely.
So that was sort of like the next leg. I always look at it as like theaters, Kung Fu theater on TV, home video, and then ultimately YouTube, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. I'm so fortunate. Living in Portland, Oregon, we've got at least good four theaters that play like classic films. In particular, of course, you know, I always bring up Hollywood Theater.
Oh, yeah, great.
In the Hollywood District. The district of Portland is named after the theater. It's been there since 1924. And yeah, they play a lot of like really good old Kung Fu, and it's just fun.
Dan's, you know, at the Halstead, one of his screenings of The Dragon, the Hero, I used some of the footage I shot there in some of these documentaries.
I love that. Yeah. He programs some of this stuff. But yeah, I just love old theaters. Like anything that plays, you know, old 16 millimeter and does it up.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And then we have Disc 8. This is the web store exclusive limited edition bonus disc if you're buying the bundle. I don't know what that means.
Well, what that means is that wherever else you buy this disc, this box set, if you buy it on Amazon or other retailers or whatever, it pops up and it will not have this disc.
What?
But the only way you can get it is by buying it through Severin.
What?
There's a couple of reasons for that. One is because both of these films, they're super rare, super unfortunately not in great shape. So both of them suffer, you know, and so we just decided, look, we're going to create a disc. It's going to be a rare sort of disc and we're just going to make it available through Severin. So it's fine. You just, you know, if you want this disc, you can order through Severin. Now that doesn't mean that this won't ever be available as, or at least The Big Boss Part 2 is available as a single release. A couple of these films will probably end up as single releases at some point, but not all of them. So if you really want to see The Big Boss Part 2, again, this was one I just ended up sort of leaving as it was. I was almost going to do an audio commentary on it, but I felt like it was more of a film that just, you know, just sort of needed to be appreciated, you know,
yes.
And just, you know,
it's another lost media. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There are not that many people in this world who have seen this film up to this point.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Yeah.
So that's nuts. I mean, this is great because it's in Mandarin, which is it would have been originally.
Yeah, there's only correct. Yeah, and there's only two that we know of, and we looked for many years in existence prints of this movie. One's in English, and then there's this one. The English one, we do know where it is. This the person that had it just was unfortunately unwilling to part with it. You know, we offered them a fair amount of money to just say, look, we want to include both the Mandarin and the English version in here. And there's even a possibility that their thought they wanted to do a YouTube sale of it or whatever their you know ideas were, and I said, look, you're not going to get much more money than they're willing to pay to get it on this disc, so you might, but so we didn't get it, didn't end up with it, But you may at some point you might be able to get it on YouTube, but the English version. But for this, we're getting the original language.
And you found the trailer for it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Wow. All right. I'm excited. You know, like one, I mean, most people know this, but I think the big thing was this is in like an official sequel to The Big Boss, right?
Yeah. I will say it. It's not going to be a great movie, but it is such a historical piece.
Yeah.
It is a full on sequel.
I watched the YouTube thing, like the boat scene and stuff. Yeah, it's
yeah. I mean, it is goofy and hokey, but yeah. You know, it's where Bruce Lee basically goes from. You know, he was where he starts his Bruceploitation career essentially, because this was it. You know, and then you get Lo Lay, of course, and you get all the return of many of the locations from Bruce Lee's film. You have the finale that takes place at the Ice Factory, which of course is so famous. And then the director of this movie was the assistant director on the first film, but also played the role of the boss of the Ice Factory in the first film. So he comes back, directs this movie, takes over the bad guy role, and that's what we get.
That's wonderful. Yeah. All right. So the big finale is the Black Dragon versus the Yellow Tiger. Have I ever seen this one?
I think we did this one.
We did this one.
I'm pretty
Who's
sure
the Yellow
we did.
Tiger?
What's that? The Yellow Tiger is Tong Lung. Yeah, we did do this one. I remember this. This is the one that was, and why these are on this set is because they're both sequels. So the Black Dragon versus the Yellow Tiger is a sequel to Way of the Dragon. Now, what is, this is the one we did. I think if you remembered it, it was like they send these agents out to try to find Bruce Lee, but they find his cousin instead.
Yeah,
and he starts causing all this trouble, and then they eventually are just chasing him everywhere.
Who plays the Black Dragon? Is that
the Black Dragon is played by Clint Robinson. Now, Clint Robinson, most people didn't know who it was. I tracked him down and I got him to come in again, another contribution. He pops in the last 15 to 20 minutes of the film and we just talk about the movie together.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he does a commentary with me, which is great. You know, I mean, and he was great because he was like, I can't even believe anybody's even looking to, you know, talk to me about this movie, you know.
That's amazing.
Really great guy.
He knows people still care.
And I adore this movie. It is so funky and so weird. And what's cool about it, again, for those who, you know, we talk about it in the commentary, et cetera, this movie was being shot while Bruce Lee was alive. This wasn't like done after he passed away. They were shooting this in 73. and they were just shooting a sequel to his movie, Way of the Dragon, that they were going to put out there, you know? So,
oh my God. Do you think Bruce was pissed or do you think he was like,
I don't think he even probably knew about it. It didn't come out until after he had passed away, but it was being shot while he was alive.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. All right. Well, that is our bundle and that is amazing. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen such a collection of so much relevant stuff that's also kind of like not easy to get at, and I don't know, sounds terrific.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is even only a partial version of our work here, because we've obviously got a number of films that have not quite made it to this set but are being prepped for volume number 2. And many of the titles, or I should say there's a good handful of titles I know people are just wishing we're going to be on this that will be on the next one.
All right, so any of you who listen to the Clones Cast regularly know I get super excited about all of this, but Michael keeps me totally in the dark, so all of my enthusiasm is very real. I'm pretty giddy. I actually bought the smaller bundle today, but I'm gonna go ahead. I need all the extra stuff. I want the cassette tape, so I'll work on that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think for fans it's worth the extra, because you get the cassette, like we mentioned, you get the signed Bruce Lee, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like it's definitely worth getting, you know. And
there's a box set that's $135. You just get the collection of the 8 Blu-rays and the book, which is awesome.
You get the booklet, not the poster book.
And so I was like, well, you know, posters sound cool, but now I'm an idiot. I just, you know, it was lunch. I was full on tacos or something.
Listen, the most critical is this box set. That's what's going to be, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very excited. So that said, this particular podcast didn't have Bruce versus the Superman on it, but I am announcing that Michael and I, maybe even a couple before anybody even gets their hands on these, we're going to go ahead and podcast all of them. You know, we're just going to talk about not just the film, but, you know, some of the other stuff we get with it. And it'll just be really cool. Cool to cover them all again. So anybody who's buying the box set can just pop out to the Clones Cast and follow along with us as we go through them all.
Yeah, and I think what we might do is I will get you the supplement so we can kind of almost not just review the film, but review the discs.
That would be cool.
And I know people are going to say, well, of course, you're going to give it a good review. But I think we'll give it more of a review, you know, as fans and you know, understanding that, you know, if we're reviewing the clones of Bruce Lee, we're not going to make the film sound great. But we'll talk about, so we'll do that.
You know, I don't come into, we always talk about this, I don't come into any of these looking to hate on it. I understand where they come from.
Sure.
And it's just so, and I think that's the way everyone should see them. Like, so many of these, you go look up any review and it's bad film, you know, on the internet, or bad film, whatever, or funny films. Like, people like to make fun of them because they were so out there. They're so weird. And there's so much beauty in there. As well as that time that that guy put the air compressor in the guy's butt. You know, it's got a little of everything.
Oh, yes. That was for the Iron Dragon Strikes Back. Yep.
Was that that or was it the Gold Connection?
I mean, yeah, it's the same movie. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Yeah. All I can remember is though the Vietnamese gold or whatever. I don't know. Okay, let's get into the Alamo Draft Cinemas tour you're doing.
We can do that. So here we are. We're recording this in March, at the end of March. Okay.
Yeah, so the first ones are in Los Angeles, Alamo Draft House, downtown LA. I imagine what DTLA stands for. 4/12, you get Enter the Clones of Bruce. Same night, you get Enter the Game of Death. And again, we literally have Bruce Lay there for both of those. The 13th, Enter the Clones of Bruce, followed by Challenge of the Tiger. And then 4/14, Enter the Clones of Bruce, followed by Ninja Strikes Back. So if that's not amazing, like anybody who has money, or if you live in LA, I would stay the week, right?
let me tell you, this is, first off, Bruce hasn't been here in 40 years. This is the first time he's back. 40 years ago, he was here actually at KTLA doing introductions to some of his movies for a Kung Fu theater that was put together by Mel Maron, and they brought him in, and he was kind of doing what I do on the disc, which is like introduce the films. They weren't all his films. Some were Bruce Lee's films, but they just had him doing it. So he hasn't been here in 40 years. Him coming to America is huge. And the fact that he's going to come with us and do an introduction Q&A thing with each of these films and our documentary is like, this is once in a lifetime. You're never going to see, this guy's going to vanish back into the ether afterwards. So we've got Enter the Clones of Bruce, which is going to be a Q&A with him and an introduction. Or actually, I don't know if he's doing the Q&A, but he's doing the introduction. But anyways, for Enter the Game of Death. And then Enter the Clones and Challenge of the Tiger. And as you mentioned, Ninja Strikes Back. So in L.A., he's doing a little run. We've got three films. And then there may be, you know, we're working on it. And maybe an extra special guest that comes in on one of the nights.
What?
Obviously, we haven't got that completely locked in, but then what did you note the next one? When did you just did the LA one, right? I'm getting a little lost.
Yeah, that was LA. That's in, which is great. I didn't know there was going to be even the potential of a special guest, so that's
yeah,
cool. Yeah, and then San Francisco on 4/16, doing the documentary, which is
right. We're doing the documentary now. San Francisco again, not promising anything, but there's two specific people I'm trying to bring in that would have been in films with Bruce, or at the very least in some of these 70s kung fu films that may show up there too. But it's going to be a quick one-nighter in San Francisco.
Okay. Well, I'm in. Austin, the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, you get the documentary followed by Challenge of the Tiger.
Yep.
And then New York City on 4/20, which is everybody's favorite magical herb. Moving on. 4/20, Enter the Clones plus Challenge of the Tiger, which would be awesome. And that's Lower Manhattan.
That's going to be, the closing night's going to be amazing. There we pretty much do have a special guest. Hasn't been announced yet, so I've got a kind of tight lip on it. But we'll be a Bruce Lee co-star, it looks like, showing up. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be a big ceremony to end it all where Bruce actually puts his fist in the cement.
Oh, so, cool.
They have a little at the theater. They have a little, you know, their own Chinese theater kind of thing, but with action stars putting their fists.
Is that at the Staten Island one? Is that the Fist of Legend?
Yes, Staten Island. Correct.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's the 420 for Challenge and Clones, and then 421 for the documentary and the Fist of Legend ceremony, which is a really cool thing to do for Bruce Lee.
Yeah, it is. And what's going to be a lot of fun, actually, is in this whole tour we're doing, I'm shooting something with him on the tour. I'm going to be doing a thing for the future content. So I'm basically shooting a really interesting documentary with him that will be part of the next set, most likely.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and that leads us finally to something that you have had so many years in the making. You've had diseases taking over the entire world and people wearing masks and not leaving the house and places shutting down and stuff getting in ruined. And well, finally, it's coming. Poster book.
Yeah, finally, after a long, you know, it's kind of good, though, because it was like, you know, most of it originally was just some of the old posters I had. And I managed to pull an extra couple dozen, you know, maybe that I wasn't going to put in that were really rare. And so it did benefit from the wait, even though I would have rather have had it out, you know, 3 years ago or whatever, you know, but the great thing
that is the Michael fashion. You're like, okay, that sucked. Let me keep adding to it and make it bigger and better and bigger and better. So whoever held on to their Indiegogo and didn't scurry away because they were scared is in for a treat.
Time to get paid off. Yeah.
So
and there's basically different versions of the book coming out. So what we have is we've got two specific ones for the backers. The backers, they were ones that got a limited numbered signed edition that will have very specific things to it. It's a hardback edition that they'll be getting. Mainly the cover will be different. It's going to have the maximum amount of pages in it. Because the one that Severin's got on its website, it's got its own exclusive cover. But it's 156 pages. The hardback edition that will be to the backers is actually 200 pages. And it's a hardcover, and we'll have one little extra thing that's coming with it. And of course, they're signed and numbered. And then there's going to be one more available hardback edition with its own unique cover that will be available on Amazon for those that don't get either of them or are looking more for a coffee table hardback cover.
Yeah.
Style one that'll be available on Amazon for a limited time because we can't just keep it out in perpetuity. So so I would grab if you're a completist, pick up the one from Severin because it'll be unique. It'll have a couple pages that won't be available elsewhere. And then for those of you that were that had bought the book through the Indiegogo, you're going to get yours coming up in the next I guess it's going to be about 45 days by the time everything ships.
I'm very excited.
And then and those that haven't gotten either, I would say pick up the Severin and then keep your eyes on Amazon. We'll be announcing that link pretty soon because there will be a hardcover that will be similar to the more expensive one that was won on the site. But not it's still a little different, but it'll be close to it.
Well, quick PSA. I'm somebody who moved multiple times since 2019 when the project got started. But if you just Google Indiegogo change address, it tells you exactly how to go in and make sure that your most current address, if you were one of the Indiegogo backers, shows you exactly where to change your shipping address. So do it. Don't let it get sent to somebody you don't even know or care about. They'll just throw it away because, you know, they're bastards.
Yeah, they're
all right. Well, cool. Yeah, so from there, look forward to us getting back into business. I think we may just be doing Enter the Clones of Bruce sometime soon. You might still get a Superman since I've watched it twice, and but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that one out since we promised it for sure, and then probably maybe another one or two, and then by then we'll be
banking something. By the time the box set comes, we're in Bruce exploitation, like, you know, heaven, I guess, suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, buddy. Matthew, good to see you and see you virtually anyways. And we'll catch up soon.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.